Hello, this is Amazedani greeting you from city of Turku in Finland, presenting this new radio show, Poets in Exile. Poets in Exile, it's a new attempt to highlight the Arabic or else which other nationalities, poets who are exiled in Finland, to address their issues, to know their needs, and it's a bit to know that for the writers to continue writing during their being in exile, and to know the human feeling of what it looks like to be exiled poets far away of the country and country of birth, where the family and every relatives, friends were. Mm. Today our guest is from Iraq, lives in Turku, Sadiq Lazim al-Husseini. Sadiq Lazim al-Husseini, he's from city of Basra, southern Iraq, who came to Finland as asylum seeker. Let's go deeper, travels with him, with his poetry, and know when did he come to Finland, and how, and what the reason pushed him to leave his country, Iraq. So welcome Sadiq Lazim al-Husseini as a dear guest in our show.
Thank you, Ahmed, very much. Thank you for hospitality.
Can you just give us a brief story of your beginnings?
My beginning start like any poets start from in the primary school, and then develop to the secondary school, and of course in that time the Arabic lesson we have in school is very important. Because in not one book is many books, especially the literature book. This book made us know about the kind, all kind of poetry in Arab world, Iraq and Arab world, and all the world.
Can you tell us how was your beginnings in writing? So how did you start writing poetry? What turned you writing poetry, and what were your projects in Iraq, writing projects?
Yes, do you know the beginning? In that times we were a teenager, and of course the beginning start with romantic mm-hmm. poems. Okay. Yes, and
where your poetry or your first poems exposed to the linguistic experts at that time?
Difficult to say, but you know, my beginning with my friends, and you know, I sometimes write some letters for their lovers. I am a volunteer for them to write to their...
Voluntary?
Yes, yeah. To write to them instead of them, because I am a good at, they know I am good at the verse, and the prose in the same time. Ah. Mm. That's why I am in my class.
So also the poet is talking behalf of the people.
Yes.
He talks behalf.
Yes. He told me just an idea, and I write to him the
What do you think the message of the poet should be?
Love, future. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, in that time, everything, love secrets in Iraq, mm-hmm. Not in common, difficult to announce you love some girl.
Yeah, and what's the role of the poet in breaking the rules in terms of the traditional aspects?
Yes, of course. In that time, difficult to write some words. Because instead of our behalf, your friend, in difficult or bad way, or how you say, I try to choose a very romantic or very soft words mm-hmm. to this girl. Mm-hmm. Mm, to accept him, to understand him, because it is not to me.
Oh, okay.
Yes, because I need to understand the background of my friend and his girl.
Oh, just let's shift to another phase of your life. Okay. During your being in Iraqi army, during the Iraqi-Iranian war.
Yes.
In the 80s of the last century. You was in the army that time, in the battles, and as if you've told me before that you kept on reading and
yes.
writing. How did you cope with all that?
Yes, really. Do you know, Ahmed,
being in the trenches and in the front, in the front
yes,
lines.
Yes, that's the truth. Really, that's the truth. Because the book for Iraqis in that time is part of our life. Really, the book is part of our.
It gives you. It gives you a kind of hope.
Give me hope and energy. Energy. Yes. Any moment of rest
there is some kind of beautiful life left
yes.
beyond this country,
yes.
beyond this border.
Yes, love and war. Mm-hmm. Because I have, yes, I am sure I will die in any moment. But I have hope. Hope.
And you hold on
yes,
to the hope.
Yes, this give me energy and make me very stable.
What kind of poems did you produce in that time?
Yes, but do you know, never I write about the war direct.
You didn't write about the war while you was fighting and you was in the trench and in the
yes.
front lines, but
do you know,
didn't write
yes,
none of that.
Because
what was your issues that... attracted you to write at that time?
Yes, because we sank in the war, we sank in the trouble. We missing our friend. They died between us, and you forget everything, because you are thinking about this young people live this life for nothing. And if I read write something, write. About why, just why? Why the war? Why the war? Why this young
guy got killed and lost his life?
Yes, he just graduated from the university or an institute. The future waiting for him. But suddenly
you had in that time, as you've mentioned, a glimmer of hope. To
yes.
go forward and to hold on your beautiful life, which is still exists beyond the borders.
Yes.
Can you tell us how the idea of leaving the country came to your mind?
Actually, the idea came to me because the dictatorship. And when the Iranian war settled down, I decided to leave Iraq.
So after the war, you decided to leave the country, not during
yeah,
the war.
I can't afford. I can't stay because I intolerance to stay. Difficult to stay there because everything is forbidden.
Do you mean in terms of writing? In terms of writing, you as a writer, you faced that difficulties and boundaries. Barriers as a writer that you couldn't break the rules at that time.
I will tell you frankly, after the war, everything changed. The Iraqi society is changed. The life is changed. Iraqi economic is changed. And also the war has changed me. I changed my satisfaction and my idea. That's why I decided to leave Iraq. Because I thought, and I don't have a place in Iraq anymore. That's why I left Iraq.